Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Do you recall how Haman spoke about the Jewish people in such a way that they were put in the worst possible light? They're different, he said, and they're everywhere, and so on. It's like saying, he's a good brother, but no need to fill in the blank. You've just put a big question mark over that person's character. Here's what the Lord Jesus said about that. Quote, with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Matthew 7:2. This is boomerang behavior. You do it, and it will eventually get you. Now, when we left the story, the king was in the royal garden trying to cool off. Haman had fallen down at Esther's couch to plead for his life. But when the king re-entered the room, he spat out the words, "Will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?" Esther 7:8. I'm just guessing, but I think that was the farthest thing from Haman's mind at that moment. But it was retribution. And there was more to come of that boomerang effect. Standing by was Harbona, one of the eunuchs who perhaps had overseen the serving of the meal. His name has the unfortunate meaning of donkey driver. Is it possible that he had had enough of Haman's high and mighty ways? You can see how that name could give one an inferiority complex. He may have heard him boasting about the building project and seemed to have his speech prepared. Quickly he blurted out, quote, "Look, the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at the house of Haman." Verse 9. "Hang him on it," replied the king. And so, quote, "the king's wrath subsided." Verse 10. Quote, "the Persian proverb wisely saith, a lengthy tongue, an early death." Written by P.B. Strong.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.